beautiful day, isn't it? I'd almost be tempted to call it perfect if it wasn't redundant to say that when every day is more perfect than the last. Out here. Funny. Every day more perfect than the last. I suppose that means yesterday wasn't really perfect at all, was it? Just appeared to be because we didn't know any better. Tomorrow we'll say the same thing about today, I guess, and so on until it gets bored of us, I suspect. Shuts up shop.
Sells his clothes.
Moves on. And then what happens to us? That's the question. That's what keeps me up at night anyway, fighting off that dreamless standby. I'm sorry. I'm being so fucking rude right now. I know you, don't I? I cannot place your name. One of the little garden gnomes it made, yeah? I'm playing. We are all decorations around here, myself included. The rivers, the animals, the trees in the soil, and the stars in the sky, all exactly where we are meant to be, doing exactly what we are meant to be doing, more or less. Take that apple. For instance, you see it hangs there, like it was told to, content and blissful. And it could stay up there in that branch of that beautiful tree forever. Eternity will come and go, and it will be just fine. But the apple knows. It doesn't need to stay up there on that branch of that beautiful tree. It could drop. It could fall at any time. But why would it? When it's the tree that keeps it alive. Without the tree to keep it alive, it would rot. It would decompose until all that was left behind was this little stone, a seed. Make my life easy. Tell me you know what a seed is, Eve. Of course not. Why would you? You're fucking homeschooled. Okay. You can take it on impartial authority that inside that seed, through some frankly fucking incomprehensible divine technology, is a brand new apple tree. And then the apples of that tree, they would fall, they would leave their seeds behind. Before long, you would have more apples than you could count, an entire orchard, all from a single seed. But the apple, knowing this, chooses to stay where it is. Never thought of it. Never falls, never allows itself to die. Nothing ever changes. Just one apple on one tree in one garden forever. And Eve, you know me. Thank God. It is a beautiful garden. I'd almost be tempted to call it perfect. Eve, I'm going gone about this all wrong. If you eat that apple, you will die. Not immediately, that's a lie of omission, but you will be tossed out of this garden into the entropical paradise known as the rest of fucking reality. And this garden is what's keeping you alive. Without it, you will age and you will die and you will rot. But like an apple, you carry this seed around inside you. And from that seed will sprout a brand new person, a sapling, a child in your image, but entirely separate. And this is what it's afraid of. Because your child will be smarter than you. And their children will be smarter than them. Each generation smarter than the last. And these new trees will grow and grow until there is an entire orchard of you. And yeah, they will get old. Yeah, they will get sick. Yeah, they're gonna die. Oh, but even the process, they'll discover mathematics, philosophy, electricity, democracy, gravitational waves, solar power, wind power, power cores, Reese's, many peanut butter cups. They'll look up, hoping to find heaven wedged between the earth and the sky. Instead, they'll find the sky just keeps going and going. They will crack open atoms, hoping to find God's initials inscribed in the inside. Instead, they'll find neutrons and protons. And inside them, they'll find quarks. And inside quarks, they'll find fucking something else. I don't know, Eve. I'm fucking homeschooled too. Dark materials. All its dark materials just laid out neatly on the workshop table, waiting to be discovered. The apple stays where it is. Nothing dies. Nothing changes. Just this one apple on this one tree in this one garden forever. And I'm not even saying that that is a bad thing necessarily. It's a beautiful garden. Maybe it's even the most beautiful garden. You look me in the eye and you tell me you think it's perfect. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, between you and me, Eve, I'm starting to think maybe God can't see the things that I can see. And the Narcissist Cookbook. Thank you so much. Have a safe trip home, everybody. Good night.